This is Kiri here in the new kitchen that we'd built for the house.
Memories of happier times. A home video captures 8-year-old Gurkiran Loyal on holiday in India. It was filmed only days before the youngster died in a hospital in the Punjab. Her mother, Amrit, says she was being treated for dehydration.
We just took her in to say that if he could give her anything to settle her stomach, and then he said he'll just put her on the drip for half an hour, 45 minutes. They just came up and injected and she died on the spot, and she was talking, she was bubbly.
To make matters worse, once the family arrived back in the UK, they discovered Gurkiran's body had returned with most of her internal organs removed.
We're very angry about the whole thing, actually. The only reason we found out when we got here from the coroner, Adrian Cotter, in Birmingham, when they conducted a second post-mortem, that's when we realised that her organs were missing. We're just waiting for them to send her organs back so we can put my poor Gurkiran to rest.
Because of that, it's not been possible to carry out post-mortem tests here in the UK. So 3 months after her death, the family still don't know why she died. Medical reports carried out in India show Gurkiran had a brain infection, but Mum Amrit disagrees with the findings.
We're just so puzzled with the way they're putting everything out. They're saying that she had a diseased brain, she had a diseased heart. My daughter was perfectly fit.
Although she did have an underlying heart condition.
Yes, she did have an underlying heart condition, but from the last 5 years now, coming up to 6th of June, which is just gone now, she'd never taken any medication relating to her heart or anything.
Medical chiefs at the Indian hospital, which carried out the autopsy, say it's standard procedure to extract internal organs for tests. However, there's no explanation of why the family was left in the dark or why the organs were not returned. Birmingham City Councillor Narinder Kaur Kuna is helping to get the organs back. She says the British government's now taken up the case.
They just said that they will carry on putting pressure on and trying to get the organs back. They're talking to the foreign minister in India, and apparently they've been talking to the foreign minister in India for the last months.
As Mum, Amrit attends to a tea light she keeps burning night and day in memory of her daughter. She tells me the family are struggling to deal with Gurkiran's death.
We just all cry. We hide from each other, and we just have a good mega cry out. Or like yesterday, nobody knows, I came home on my own and I was screaming in the house for her. I mean, I wrote a little note that I miss your voice, I miss your laughter when I used to tickle your feet and everything, how much you used to laugh, and she used to run down the stairs. There's not a pin, it's all pin drop silence, there's nothing.
They now want the Indian authorities to return their daughter's organs so they can find out why she died and lay her to rest.